Now, Israel reportedly plans to reconsider its ties with the United Nations Human Rights Council. This after the UN's new report slammed Tel Aviv for the last summer Gaza war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is considering whether to stay in or leave the council. Tel Aviv partially cut its ties with the UNHRC in 2012 over its probe into illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank. The latest UN report said Israel had committed war crimes during the 50-day offensive in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu has described the report as biased. Nearly 2,200 Palestinians lost their lives and some 11,000 were injured in the Israeli war. Let's speak to Pam Bailey. She's a Euromed monitor for human rights, joining us via Skype from Washington. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your opinion on the way Israel is reacting to this report. Instead of actually addressing the concerns that have been outlined in this report, it is saying that it's going to cut its ties with the UN Human Rights Council, and it is trying to distance itself from the report altogether.
Well, actually, I think it's very predictable. I mean, if you look at really ever since the occupation began, Israel has not conducted any or supported any independent investigations. It's constantly, it's almost like a child saying it won't play with you unless you find that it's in the right. So it's actually, this is part of a long pattern of Israel. It just refuses to be investigated by anybody else or to be held accountable.
Well, but then the fault is also on the part of agencies like the UN Human Rights Council, who issue reports without any follow-up to them as far as legal implications go.
Well, yeah, I'm, you know, to be honest with you, I've always been surprised when I hear that a Palestinian from Gaza, for instance, is majoring in human rights law. I'm shocked that they still have any faith in international law, because really, again, since the Nakba, there has been repeatedly no serious attempt made to enforce numerous UN resolutions, ICC international court resolutions. They're paper. That's it. They're words on a screen, words on paper, and there's no attempt, serious attempt, to enforce it. And you know, that's actually our fault. Yeah.
Right, so I guess the question here is then, if the Palestinians cannot utilize the arena that the United Nations should be providing them, where else are they supposed to go for justice?
Well, unfortunately, that's a very good question, because, you know, it's interesting because the U.S., the United States, my country, and other countries tell them, oh, don't shoot rockets, don't fight back, because you should be using, you know, peaceful means, international law. When they do, they're rebuffed. And it looks to me like the only hope they have is the international solidarity community. It's the people who are now joining together to use BDS, boycotts, divestments, and sanctions, which is very slowly starting to really pick up traction. That's, it seems to me, about their only hope, and that the types of people who went on the flotilla. It will take too long. I mean, that's sort of the problem. They've been waiting decades. It's in line with, if you look at South Africa, for instance, and the fight for civil rights by blacks in America, it takes years and years and years and years, but it seems like that's their only hope.
Well, you mentioned the flotilla. As we know, that Israel has intercepted that flotilla in international waters and is going to be detaining and questioning those on board. What do you make of that, though, specifically in the light of, do you think, has it brought the type of attention that the conditions in Gaza require at this point in time?
No. I mean, I think any attention is welcome and needed, because Gaza gets so little. It seems like the only time they get sustained attention is when they fight back, is when there's a war, and then the attention goes away to the next crisis. So really, any attention is needed, and any show of solidarity is greatly appreciated. My concern at this point, in terms of evaluating whether the flotilla is the best way to do it going forward, is how do we change the equation? Ever since the Mavi Marmara, you know, in which people were killed, now that flotilla brought results, you know, huge attention. And there was actually some changes after that time when Israel started letting a lot more goods into Gaza. And there was a significant lifting of the blockade. Not completely. We're still under blockade. Gaza's still under blockade, but there was a change. Ever since then, there have been a number of other flotillas, and the choice, I can see their point, was made to very nonviolently resist, to not resist at all when Israel overtook the boat and pulled them back to Ashdod. But it happens every time. So I think that what's needed for the future now is to try to figure out a way to change that equation. And to get a different result, or to find perhaps other more creative ways to refocus attention on Gaza and to get other governments to join in. That's what we need. We need official bodies. We need the UN. We need the General Assembly, which is sort of hogtied by the Security Council, to really take a stand.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Pam Bailey, Euromed Monitor of Human Rights, joining us via Skype from Washington. It's a pleasure talking to you on Press TV, ma'am.